scholars. By the 14th century, this scholarly legacy was embedded in European thought, in science and medicine, as well as philosophy and theology. The astrolabe became the indispensable attribute for astronomers, astrologers, doctors, geographers, or indeed anyone with intellectual aspirations, even a 10-year-old English boy like Chaucer's son. The shared inheritance of Islamic, Christian, and Jewish thinkers would survive for centuries, but the convivencia of the three faiths did not. Although medieval Spain is today often hailed by politicians as a beacon of tolerance and the model for multi-faith coexistence, the historical truth is distinctly less comfortable. Sir John Eliot again.
As regards actual religious tolerance, it's rather less clear-cut than coexistence. Christendom in general, though, was a pretty intolerant society and very opposed to deviance of all kinds, and that intolerance was particularly directed against the Jews. For instance, England expelled its Jews in 1290 and France a decade later. And as far as Christian-Muslims relations were concerned, there was a hardening of religious attitudes, really from the 12th century onwards. And as the Christians preached the Crusades, and the Almohads, who moved into Spain from North Africa, preached the jihad, there was an increasing aggressiveness on both sides.